Oh, it's good for the fans.
Stan, we've had a lot of opportunities early on. How nice is it finally to find the back of the net there?
I knew it was a matter of time, so I wasn't losing any sleep over it. I'm just happy to be playing hockey again, and glad to be part of some wins here. I thought we came out strong against Washington and followed that up for the most part. I mean, that's two good teams that have come in here, and we've gotten two wins, so we'll look to build on that.
In that line with you guys early on in the season, how do you feel that's been going for you guys?
I think we've been better each game, so it's nice to play with those two guys. They're so skilled, and obviously we had a lot of success early on last season, and for the most part I think we've picked off where we left off. It's exciting, and like I said, just to be back out there and playing the game I love, and glad to be part of another one.
Been able to find Vladdy a couple times in front of the net to score. How did it feel when he finally found you for your first?
Yeah, I told him he owed me a couple, so that was a great play. I mean, the power play, like we talked about before the season, can be a difference maker in special teams, and it was last game getting that goal in overtime, and today to get two, it can swing the momentum. Even last game, that power play at the end of the. End of the game where I think we had like 6-7 scoring chances. We didn't score, but it creates momentum. So power play's going well, and Vladdy made a great play. I mean, everyone made a great play on that goal. It was nice to finish it off.
Is it a small thing? I know it's very early in the season to beat a Pittsburgh there, to beat a Washington early in a year where you're trying to.
Well, I mean, it is early, so I wouldn't put too much thought into it, but. You know, these are good teams. So anytime you can beat a good team, it's only going to give you confidence, and especially to respond the way we have after that tough effort we had in Florida. So we've responded well. Now we'll continue to work to get better. There's still some areas that we'd like to clean up. Still too many goals against, and we'll look to do that.
Kulhorn mentioned that against Pittsburgh sometimes we fell a little bit into that track meet thing with them. When you get going back and forth with them,
it's tough. I mean, especially when you have two high-powered offensive units out there on the ice, a lot of times there's going to be a lot of goals. So sometimes you just have to chalk it up to playing a good team and giving them, they're going to get chances, but they have players that usually score on those chances where other teams may not. So we'll look at the film, but again, a win's a win in this league, and we know how valuable those points are at the beginning of the season. So we'll continue to bank them.
Talk about your two-goal man tonight.
It was great to see Slater get one. He's a great teammate, and I think he only played 3 or 4 minutes last game, and you wouldn't know it with the way he acts. He comes to practice, he works, and got an opportunity to play some more tonight and made the best of it. And obviously congrats to him on his first goal, and you wouldn't know it was his first with the way he scored the second. So it was nice to see.
Kulhorn's quietly had a really good start to the season, it seems like. I mean, he had 4 points tonight, but just what overall have you seen just from the start of camp?
I mean, we have great depth up front, and Killer's a huge piece to that. He's a veteran player now who, has always, risen when he needed him the most, especially end of the season playoff time. And, I think he's ready to take a bigger step this year. Obviously, he has great offensive skills and great size and awareness on the ice. So, I'm not surprised that he's had this start. He's a key player to us. He does a great job, whatever role the coaching staff asks him, and he's making some great plays on the power play as well. So looking forward to him continuing that.
The scoreboard doesn't really do him justice, but how much is finding ways to win Andrei Vasilevskiy right now?
It's a funny game sometimes. I think everyone goes through it where, you're playing really well, and sometimes it doesn't show up, on the stat sheet. I'm sure if you look at, save percentage and goals against, he probably wants it to be a little better. But we're 3-1, and he's made some timely saves and some huge saves, and we've left him out to dry a little bit on certain occasions. So I think Vasi's really matured as a pro with regards to, it's about winning in this league. And he's shown over the past couple of years that, he's just happy to win now. And it shows. We'll we'll get some things straightened out where, you know, he'll get his stats back up to what they usually are because he is such an elite goaltender. So we're just happy to have him back there. I mean, that huge breakaway save, you know, that probably doesn't make the paper clippings, but that was a game saver for us, and we're happy he's back there.
How much fun are these games to play for you guys? I mean, just it's in town, the building's packed. Like, I know it's early in October, but the fact that, you know, the back and forth with it.
I mean, it's extremely fun to play in front of these fans. It's we have a fantastic fan base, and when that building gets going, it's contagious for us as players. It really makes a difference, and when we can play exciting games like the last two, it's just a fun brand of hockey, and I'm sure they're entertained. Again, we'd probably not want to give up as many goals as we've given up, but hopefully we can continue to score them and you know, get the building going even more.
Thank you.